Dress. Dress your dishes and oh, how they shine. Shine without wiping in half of the time and look bright. Right. So don't you get left, get dressed. And now Dress presents Joyce Jordan, M.D. Joyce Jordan, M.D., the moving and dramatic story of a woman doctor, of her struggle to be a woman and a doctor at the same time. Joyce Jordan, M.D. Well, sir, all over the country, housewives are changing to dress. Procter & Gamble's amazing suds discovery, because Dreft gets dishes cleaner than soap. So clean they shine, even without wiping. Why, Dreft makes even your nicest glassware sparkle, beautifully polished or not.
One woman who's happy because she's found Dreft is Mrs. Mamie O'Tu of Miami, Florida. She writes, "It was just last week that I discovered Dreft. Now my dishes shine like real china. My glasses are as sparkling as any crystal, and that's whether I wipe them or not."
Sure, as Mrs. Tu discovered, Dreft is a wonderful new kind of suds, different from any soap you ever used. Why, Dreft was the first suds in history to wash dishes so they drain dry without cloudy streaks. Unlike soap, Dreft suds rinse clean and clear. Dishes and glasses, everything comes sparkling as can be.
And that includes even greasy broilers and roasters. They're shining clean in a flash. Yet dishpan grease is no trouble at all. It seems to disappear like magic. And what's more, ladies, Dreft's kind to hands. Women who dress their pretty colored lingerie know how gentle it is. Dreft contains no alkali that can redden hands.
Ladies, change to Dreft today and see your dishes shine even without wiping. Get Dreft in the bright green package. Remember now, don't get left, get Dreft. Although Joyce Jordan herself failed to get the news to Dawson Blakely, Dawson finally found out that Ernest Eden and Jimmy Malone had run away from home and that his mother was probably responsible for their behavior. So he insisted on a showdown. For the first time in his whole life, Dawson told his mother exactly what he thought of her. Now, as the quarrel rises to fever heat, Mrs. Blakely stands before her son like a prisoner at the bar. Dawson, although he's lying flat on an especially constructed hospital bed, somehow seems to be towering above her.
Mother, you've done something that may wreck six lives. Mine and Mike's and Doria's and Joyce Jordan's, to say nothing of the lives of two innocent children, Ernest Eden and Jimmy Malone.
Oh, now, Dawson.
You must be stopped before this criminal tendency of yours gets the upper hand.
My criminal tendency?
Yes. After all, Mother, you're responsible for my present condition.
What?
It was your desire to separate me from Joyce Jordan that sent me to South America. If I hadn't gone to South America, I wouldn't have been in the plane accident.
Oh, Dawson, you're blaming me. No mother ever had to listen to such an accusation from her own son. Oh, how can you make me suffer so? How can you?
I'm sorry, Mother, but you won't break me down by crying. I'm thinking of Joyce Jordan, Ernest's mother.
His foster mother.
To all intents and purposes, she's his real mother. And I'm thinking of Mike, Jimmy Malone's father. Mother, you must do something to repair the damage you've done before it's too late. It may be too late already.
But what can I do, Dawson?
That's for you to figure out.
I don't know where the children have gone. I'm not a detective. I can't trace them through the highways, the byways.
No, highways and byways. You've hired detectives to trace me through plenty of highways and byways. Oh, I'm tired. All at once, I feel tired.
You've worn yourself out with other people's problems.
They're my own problems.
I'll send for Miss Drake. She can give you a good alcohol rub. That will relax you.
Alcohol rub my eye. I don't want that woman to touch me. And that's another thing. I want you to get rid of Miss Lydia Drake.
Get rid of Miss Drake? But Dawson...
I don't want her to be my nurse any longer. I'm fed up with her. She meeches around. She's sly. She's cattish. She's two-faced. I dislike everything about her.
You're just going through a phase, dear. Miss Drake's really a very efficient young woman. And aside from that, she's a lady. She has charm.
Charm? Rot. I don't want any part of her. And I mean what I say. You may have lured her away from another job, Mother. You may be responsible for her, but she's not my responsibility, and I'm not hers. Not any longer.
Oh, I'm completely unnerved. This obsession has taken it out of me.
Well, then let Lydia Drake give you an alcohol rub. Now I want to be left alone. Perhaps if I'm alone, I can figure out what happened to the youngsters.
While Dawson lies quietly, but with his brain and heart in a turmoil, two little boys are trudging through the underpass in Central Park, from the east side to the west side. The larger boy carries a suitcase.
Gosh, this is a heavy bag.
Do you want me to carry it for a change, Ernest?
If it seems heavy to me, Jim, what would it be to you? You're only a little runt.
I'm not so darn little.
Maybe we should have bought canvas duffel bags like the soldiers and sailors carry. They wouldn't have been as heavy as this leather thing.
Yeah, maybe we should have at that. Say, Ernest, I've got an idea.
Yeah? What is it?
Let's take a taxi.
Say, you must think we're millionaires.
Well, my pop is. Well, almost.
Well, we're not using your pop's money. We're on our own now.
Yeah, but if we ever needed any money, we could write to him and he'd send it to us.
You're talking like a dope. The minute we wrote your pop, he'd trace us, and then where'd we be?
Home, perhaps.
And that's the last place I want to land. Well, here we are on the west side.
A couple of blocks from now, and we'll be in sort of a tough part of town.
How do you know?
Well, I know all about New York. I know everything about New York.
Well, of course, I've never lived here before. You were born here. So I suppose... What do you mean, tough?
Well, a couple of blocks from now, maybe 9 or 10 blocks, and we'll be in Hell's Kitchen.
When I was your size, they used to wash out my mouth with yellow soap for saying hell.
Did Dr. Jordan wash her mouth out with soap?
No, not Joyce. She wouldn't do a thing like that. It was before I knew Joyce. My mother was dead and my dad was off in China. I was staying with people in London. Yellow soap tastes awful. It cured me of swearing, all right.
Yeah, when you say Hell's Kitchen, it isn't swearing. That's the name of a place. Hell Gate is another place in New York, and that's not swearing either. Why don't you carry the bag in your other hand for a change?
Why don't you mind your own business for a change? Which way do we turn to get to this Hell's Kitchen?
Downtown. That's the way to turn. South.
Okay.
Even if we couldn't afford to take a taxi, we could take a bus.
We'll walk. We're going to do a lot of walking in the next few months, so you might as well get used to it.
Okay. How's it if we carry the suitcase between us?
That's not such a bad idea.
Where are we going to sleep tonight?
We should worry. It isn't night yet. We'll be a long way out of New York before night.
Well, how are we going to get out of New York?
Well, I sort of thought we'd take a ferry boat across the river and head west.
There are trains that run down near 10th Avenue through Hell's Kitchen. We might climb aboard one of the freight cars.
That's the first good idea you've had, Jimmy.
I always wanted to ride on a freight car. I'm hot, Ernest.
I'm kind of hot myself.
I'd like an ice cream soda.
So would I.
I'm hungry, too.
We should have eaten a lot before we started. It would have been smart. But I was too excited to eat. I wonder how Prince Hal's doing.
I wish we could have brought him with us.
So do I, but it wouldn't have been fair. He's only a little pup.
He'll be lonesome for us.
Yeah, I guess so.
My pop will be lonesome for me, and Dr. Jordan will be lonesome for you, and Celia will be lonesome for both of us.
Shut up, Jimmy.
The bag gets heavier and heavier. Yeah, I smell something good.
Smells like hamburger.
It comes from that lunchroom across the street. Let's go in, Ernest, and have hamburgers and maybe a bottle of soda or root beer or something.
Well, all right.
This is the kind of joint that Pop always calls the greasy spoon.
It doesn't look very clean at that. It's empty, but there seems to be something going on in the back room.
Crap game, maybe.
Oh, yeah?
Well, I'll have a short beer, bud, and... Hey, what are you kids doing in a joint like this?
Well, we're eating. At least we're going to be in a minute.
Hey, haven't I seen you somewhere before? Sure I have. You're Mike Malone's kid.
You know my pop?
I sure do. What's your first name? Who's your friend?
My name's Jimmy, and his name's Ernest Eden.
Take it easy, Jim.
Cagey type, huh? Say, I've seen you before, too, Ernest. I've seen you with a classy blonde going into the apartment house where I used to live.
Ernest lives in a terrace apartment on the 15th floor.
You're telling me. I've had a lot of fun on that terrace.
Yeah, it's nice, isn't it?
Yeah. Say, you know, I owe your pop quite a lot, Jim.
Yeah, lots of folks owe him money.
Oh, I don't mean money. Look, pal, if I do something for you and Ernest here, I'll be sort of settling with your pop. So, you follow me and I'll stake you to some regular grub. Come on, this way, fellas. I got a car outside.
As Jimmy Malone and Ernest Eden follow their new friend, they're a trifle bewildered by the sudden turn of events. Should they go with this man, or should they refuse his invitation? Jimmy looks at Ernest for guidance. Ernest shrugs.
After all, Jimmy, what have we got to lose?
Well, the first thing they've got to lose is their suitcase. For as the boys walk out of the lunchroom, the suitcase stays where they set it down, beside the counter. Well, lots of grown-ups forget suitcases. What can you expect of a couple of kids? Sing it fast, sing it slow, but sing it now. Come on, let's go. Dreft, dreft, dreft your dishes, and oh, how they shine, shine without wiping, in half of the time and look bright. Right, so don't you get left, get dreft. Yes, ladies, dreft, Procter & Gamble's sudsing miracle is sweeping the country, so come on, join the march. See Dreft perform washing miracles in your own kitchen. Why, Dreft washes dishes cleaner than soap. So clean they shine even without wiping.
Yes, and Dreft makes even your finest glasses sparkle, whether you polish them or not.
Sure, because Procter & Gamble's Dreft is a wonderful new kind of suds, different from any soap you ever used. Why, Dreft was the first suds in history to wash dishes without leaving cloudy streaks. Streaks that have to be polished away. Dreft suds rinse clean and clear, so dishes and glasses always dry, sparkling bright.
And with Dreft on the job, dishpan grease is no problem at all. Dreft gets rid of that grease the way no soap could ever do. It just seems to melt away, yet it's kind to hands. Women who dress their pretty colored slips and blouses know how mild it is. There's no alkali that can make hands red and rough.
So ladies, try Dreft today and see how Dreft makes your dishes shine, even without wiping. Remember now, don't you get left, get Dreft. Be sure to listen to Joyce Jordan tomorrow. Now, this is Richard Stark inviting you to listen again to Joyce Jordan, M.D., with Betty Winkler. Brought to you by Procter & Gamble, makers of Dreft, the new and different suds that performs washing miracles no soap could ever do. It starts with D and ends with T. That's D-R-E-F-T, Dreft.
This is NBC, the next.